All right, thank you. I'd like to call the Appropriations Committee meeting to order. Today is April the 6th, and the time is 10 o'clock a.m. First on the agenda is roll call.
Congresswoman Rivard.
Here.
Second Speaker Shaw.
Present.
Congressman Big Horse.
Present.
Congresswoman Lemon. Speaker Goodfox.
Present.
Chair Stabler.
Present, thank you. Next on the agenda is prayer, and I've asked Speaker to say our prayer this morning.
Thank you. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, dear Heavenly Father, we just come to you this morning, and we give you all the thanks, praise, and glory. We ask that you look down upon our Osage people and all Native people, wherever they may be. We ask a special prayer for those that are hungry and those that are homeless, those that are incarcerated, and our veterans and our children. And we ask a special blessing for our clerks. They're doing a really great job, and we are very thankful for them. We're thankful for their patience with us, and we just want to ask a special blessing for them, Lord. All these things we pray in your name. Amen.
Thank you, Speaker. Next on the agenda is the approval of minutes.
Madam Chair.
Congresswoman Shaw.
Motion to approve the minutes of April 5th, 2023 is presented.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
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 Any opposed, say no. Minutes are approved. On the agenda, it shows ONCA 2333 is to be next on the agenda, but without objection, I've had a request to go ahead and hear, have discussion on 2331because of an appointment that's coming up. So I'd like to move 2331 to the top of the list, and that is an act to amend ONCA 2195 to authorize supplemental appropriations in the amount of $824,412 and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Rivard, and Congresswoman Rivard, you have the floor.
Okay, thank you, Chair, and thank you for allowing me to go on the agenda. Thank you, Congressman Hamilton. Appreciate it. So the first section to discuss is the section 6A, which is the Center for Indigenous Innovation and Health Equity. And if you remember, this is a grant that's operated by our Harvest Land. And I spoke to the director this morning. And what this is actually their second round of funding. It's they're on year two of their project. Year one was for $123,960, and the second year is for $148,960. And so that brings their budget up to a total of $272,920. And so if you recall in the discussions with the department, this will help implement the mobile food market that's their goal, to go out into communities and provide fresh vegetables and also meat from the meat market. And so that's what this section is. The next section, is there any questions? Again, it's non-tribal. The next section is our roads department. As you know, they're federally funded. And all this is, I spoke to the director this morning as well. The purpose of this funding is to perform the planning and course research and design, engineering, construction, and maintenance of highway, road, bridge, parkway, or transit facility programs. And this is just their supplemental funding that they've received in the amount of $675,452.43 from the BIA. And it's just to further assist our roadway infrastructures. So again, this is non-tribal. It's just a budget amendment to recognize the supplemental funding.
Are there any questions or comments?
Okay, thank you, Chair, if I may. Mm-hmm. I'll make a motion to report out bill number ONCA 23-31 to Congress with a due pass recommendation.
Second. I have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no. ONCA 2331 will be moved out with a due pass. So that takes us back to our original agenda, ONCA 2333, Act to Authorize and Appropriate $2,200,000 to the Executive Branch for site construction of the Wajaji National Cemetery and to establish an alternate effective date. Congressman Hamilton is the sponsor. Congressman Hamilton, you have the floor.
All right, thank you. I sponsor these two bills. These two projects came from a list of unfunded cap asset projects in a memo received back in March from Secretary of Development Johnson. This bill and the next bill for the senior housing are both appropriations coming from the retained revenue fund. There is support documentation in the memo that we received in March, and I believe Mr. Sapahoodle might be here to answer any questions. He's on the call.
Yes, sir.
All right. I'll give Mr. Sapahoodle's on the, can answer any questions from the committee, if there are any.
I have a question, Chair.
Congresswoman Rivard.
Okay, thank you. Just to kind of reintroduce this project. This is located out off of Highway 99 out by Farron. Is this out by Farron's place? I think you had said Miss Kitty's. I just want to make sure, is that the location we're still talking about?
Yes, to my knowledge, that is. It's Quinata property. Yes.
Okay. And I couldn't remember, Chair. I'm looking at the support docs now. With the cemetery project, we've already appropriated money towards it. I couldn't remember. And were those CARES dollars or ARPA dollars?
I believe Rhodes was handling the cemetery part of it.
Oh, okay.
As much as they could, and I think there were some product pieces that they couldn't cover, so I think this is what that is.
So the entire project is 3.5. Okay. Any other questions or comments about the cemetery?
Well, I'll comment, Chair, if I may.
Sure, go ahead.
You know, I think that this was a project that Congress supported along with the funeral home. And we were looking at it as, you know, a bigger project than just this. This was just a phase of it. And then the funeral home. And then, you know, we were going to start discussing the direct service of the burial assistance. So I'm just thank Congressman Hamilton for, you know, choosing this as a priority out of the unfunded list. So that's my comment. Thank you.
Then I have a question. Has it been determined that the funeral home will also go out on the land out on 99, or?
Madam Chair.
Mr. Johnson.
Yes, ma'am. Sorry, I'm late. Yes, ma'am. That is the plan, is to co-locate the cemetery and the funeral home out there.
Okay.
Madam Chair.
Congressman Bighorse.
Yes. What are the final dimensions of the cemetery? How large is it?
Madam Chair.
Mr. Johnson.
Yeah, Justin Carr is trying to get on right now, and he's got all of that information. So he's trying to get in.
Okay.
Is that him? Oh, okay. Okay, Mr. Carr, I don't know if you heard the question or not. Mr. Congressman Bighorse, you want to repeat your question?
Yes, I was just wondering what the final dimensions were of the cemetery that they ended up with.
It's 15 acres. It's just a square in the corner there of 15 acres.
Good. Thank you.
What is the total dimension of the property? Is it at 160 or?
I believe so.
Okay. All right.
Madam Chair.
Mr. Johnson.
That is correct. It's 160 acre section.
Okay, thank you. Speaker.
So I know that people have asked us about this because the original legislation or appropriation that was sponsored, the executive branch, and I did talk to them when I very first appropriated money, they had the land identified already, and it was something that we already owned, and they needed the fencing, and now they need some other things. But I've had several people follow up with me. They're following this, and they want to know where we're at on it, because and the reason that the whole reason that it came up in conversations with constituents and myself is because Pawhuska's in they're running out of cemetery space. And so as families didn't have enough places, and they started losing folks, and they started going and trying to see where they might be able to bury one of their loved ones, their choices started to become very narrowed down, right? And so I was asked to look into this, and I know we all support this. I had talked with Congresswoman Lemon, you know, last night, and I said, well, the Otos, they have their own cemetery. The Poncas have their own cemetery. If you've ever gone over and looked at Otos right off the highway, it's well-maintained. It's beautiful. And I know that this is something that we can all get behind. So I hope that it becomes something that we can work on quickly, because they are asking about it. So thank you.
Madam Chair.
Mr. Johnson.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you, Speaker. Yeah, the original appropriation was simply for fencing, and so I tossed this project down to Justin, and we determined that I don't remember the exact amount of the appropriation, but we determined that for the kind of fence, you know, for the cemetery that we wanted, whatever was appropriated wasn't enough. It wasn't going to be enough with the way prices and everything were going through the roof. Matter of fact, my sister has less than a half an acre of yard and wanted to put a 6-foot black chain link fence around that. Just her yard was going to cost $24,000. And that was like 2 months ago. So the prices for fencing has gone honestly through the roof. So anyway, I had Justin, because we figured, hey, we can use some roads money to design it, because it's going to have roads and sidewalks and whatnot in it. So we can use roads money to do the preliminary design and everything. But at some point, we're going to have to ask the Congress for money, because there are things with the cemetery that the roads department can't do. So Justin can speak into more detail, but we have some preliminary design work done. It's laid out. We know where we want to put it. And now with an appropriation, we can go ahead and start building a pretty nice cemetery. I mean, it's kind of odd that you think about building a cemetery, because you figure, okay, well, it's just a flat piece of ground, you know, basically. But you want to line it up, you know, to where you have enough space for each individual grave and everything. Like, there's a lot of math and stuff involved, gazebos, benches, and things like that, access on and off, et cetera. So they've got the design. Justin can talk to you in more detail of where we are right now, but I'm pretty sure that with this appropriation, we could just start working.
Okay, so that's what I've been sitting here scrolling for. I saw the little paragraph about the cemetery in your report you sent over, but I don't see any design. So have you sent the plans over?
Ma'am, you'll have to forgive me. I don't know if we sent that down or not. I've got it somewhere. I'm looking for it right now, and we can get it down there.
Okay, I'd like to see it. I'm not trying to hold it up, but if there's something can give us some more information, because, you know, I said we're not used to cemeteries up here with roads and curbs and sidewalks and all of that, so I'd like to see what the plan is. Mr. Congressman Maker.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Yes, I have a question about the title here. This says Wajaji National Cemetery. Now, when it says the word national in there, does that have anything to do with the U.S. government national, or just Osage National?
Madam Chair.
Mr. Johnson.
Yeah, we sort of figured since we're a sovereign nation that we can call it a national cemetery, and it's the Osage National Cemetery. It has nothing to do with the federal government.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Thank you. That's my question.
Chair, I have a question.
Congresswoman Rivard.
Casey, I'm sorry, and I don't know if you can remember. Where did the fencing dollars come from? Was it ARPA, CARES, or was it a tribal? I'm just having a hard time finding that initial request.
Madam Chair.
Well, Mr. Johnson, did you want to answer that before we move on?
I'll go ahead and defer to Jordan, because I'm looking for it too, and I don't remember off the top of my head.
Okay.
Which pile of money that came out of.
Okay, Mr. Frazier.
It's ONCA 2199. It was $40,000 to the executive branch out of the general fund in the treasury.
Okay. Thank you, Chair. And I had another question. When we're out in that area, will we be able to, you know, have access to water? With this funding?
Madam Chair.
Mr. Johnson.
Yeah, part of the, and again, Justin can speak to the details, but part of the reason the cost is tapping into the infrastructure that's out there. So that, you know, tapping into the water and running it into the cemetery, that's one of the deals, or, you know, that's why some of that cost is the way it is.
So the funding, the amount of money that you're asking for now is the total? You said it covers roads. We've covered roads, fencing, water, the funeral homes in another pot?
The ask that we sent down, oh, sorry, Madam Chair.
Mr. Johnson.
Yes, ma'am. The ask that we sent down was to build the entire cemetery as it's designed. And I Justin sent me the design. I'm going to send it down to the clerk right now. So
okay, that'd be great.
Chair.
Congresswoman Rivard.
Thank you.
Madam Chair, real quick.
Oh, Casey, I was going to tell you, make sure you send it to Brooklyn.
Kimball. Right. I'm going to send it to Jordan, Caitlin, and Brooklyn to make sure somebody gets it.
Okay.
Real quick, were you asking if that is part of that money has to do with the funeral home or no?
No, we understand that that's a separate appropriation. I was just wondering if this is okay. Now, if this is going to be considered done with this appropriation.
According to the personnel that I assigned to it, yes, ma'am.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Good morning, Mr. Johnson. So we haven't received the design and everything, so these are questions that may be there. Will it take care of all of the infrastructure, any facility or buildings that would need to house equipment, things of that nature, or will the equipment be housed off-site that you would actually utilize to dig the grave, things of that nature? I mean, I'm just trying to understand if this is just the fencing basically and the infrastructure for water, but then is it also the infrastructure for facilities to house whatever needs to be housed to maintain the cemetery?
Just a second, ma'am.
Okay. And I just wanted to add one other thing, if I can, concerning that. So we were talking about roads. When you say roads is going to, you know, help out with this in the sense of using federal dollars, are we talking actual asphalt? Or are we talking more along the lines of gravel? I'm just interested in that.
Madam Chair.
Mr. Carr.
Yeah, I was just going to answer that there is no structures within this plan other than the fencing. So there's no like buildings or anything in this plan. And as far as the roads go, yeah, this is going to be curb and gutter, concrete, asphalt roads.
Okay, so just to be clear, we ask about the funeral home and it's going to go, so it's going to be outside the 15 acres for burial property, the funeral home, because I was assuming it was inside the 15. So is it outside the 15 on that property?
Madam Chair.
Mr. Johnson.
Yes, ma'am. It co-located, but not inside, one inside the other. We want to have room for expansion, because the one thing that we're absolutely sure of is people aren't going to stop dying. So, you know, we'll want to be able to expand the cemetery itself. And I don't want to take up what room we already have with the funeral home. So if we set it like next to it,
right,
that'll mean the entire 15 acres. It'll take us a lot longer to fill that up and look at expansion way down the road.
Okay. That was going to be my next question. Are there plans for the rest of the acreage? Are you going to hold it for expansion?
Right now, ma'am, my plan is to leave it as it is. So one for further expansion, and two, it looks nice, you know, except for looking west. I mean, but if you look, you know, kind of north and east, it's a nice view. And if you want to go out there and sit, you know, it's a nice place to sit. So no, there's no plans other than the funeral home and expanding to put anything else out there.
Okay. Clerk, did you receive it?
Yes.
Oh, do we get it? Okay.
Madam Chair.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Thank you. So, if I could speak with Mr. Carr, you were to my first question, and thank you for the answers that you've given concerning the second question. So, I realize that we're just in the beginnings here. Is the idea to have some type of structures to house equipment at some point there, or is it going to come from some other place, as in be stored somewhere else?
I'm not sure the future plans of the maintenance of the cemetery.
Okay, thank you. So when this goes back to what Chair Stabler was saying earlier about, is this the pretty much the be-all, end-all cost? And I do not believe that it is. Just for the simple fact that, you know, the maintenance piece and how that's going to look as far as, you know, is it going to be a program or is it direct service? So I anticipate that we'll be talking about this project, you know, in the future for a while with more dollars that would be needed for maintenance and maintaining and upkeep, whatever it is that needs to be done. I'm looking forward to the continued conversation due to the fact that we have appropriated money for our funeral home. And when I look at, you know, what we're doing in so many areas of the nation, I want to say that it gives me a lot of, it just really helps me to understand that we're trying to do a full circle here. And I think that this body here is really looking at the continuum of where we've started with our young, the Wheelas and the Deposka Onkadapi, and working through the continuum of then being there for our children and our youth that are in school with tutoring and the language classes that are available to all, and then going on through with our scholarships. And so we're on this continuum, and the one thing that has stuck out the most in many of the conversations that are out there and the data that we have when we have, you know, in family gatherings to get together or situations that we run into is elder care and end-of-life care. And I mean, like, some people may not want to talk about end-of-life care, and but it is a fact of life, and it's something that some families do talk about and talk about it comfortably. And so I'm just happy to see that we're headed in that direction and know that we are going to put our dollars to help with comforting. It's going to be a comfort to know that there's always going to be a place for our folks to go because they're, like Congresswoman or Speaker Goodfox mentioned earlier, it's getting limited, and we have the ability to take care of our people all the way till the end and have a place for them, for their family to go. And so I really like where we're headed in this aspect. And I visited with Mr. Johnson, and I'm happy that you're happy to make this, I don't know if you want to call it a priority, it's on your list of work that is going to be completed in your opinion, and you hope to get it done within the next, you know, year, 2 years, 3 years at the max. And so thank you very much for that. And I'm looking forward to an update on where we're at with the funeral home at some point in time. Thank you.
Chair. Congresswoman Rivard.
Yes, thank you. That was going to be my question. Justin, do you have an estimated time of completion?
No, it'll be a less than a year project from the time we start construction. But as far as the roads department goes, we're ready. So we're just waiting on this appropriation, and then to make sure the funeral home, since it's in the footprint of it, you know, make sure exactly where that funeral home is going to go. So we make, you know, we don't want to build and then tear something up to have to put the funeral home in. So right now, the only holdouts are this appropriation and then pinning down exactly where the funeral home is going to be.
Madam Chair.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Thank you, Mr. Carr. So if I could ask Mr. Johnson, the talk, so if we're looking at a year or less than a year, so that we, then of course, we have to talk about the maintenance piece of it. Just give us an idea on what executive is thinking as far as how that's going to go and whose department and all that, if you don't mind.
I'm sorry, can you say again?
Yes.
I was something else.
It's okay. So just
you talk about the maintenance?
Yeah, I mean, just for future, just kind of help us to kind of settle, you know, not settle, but at least have an idea about where we're headed as far as maintaining the cemetery.
Okay, for now, we have a pretty good maintenance crew. So for now, they will be charged with mowing and weed eating and all of those types of things. Now, I'd like to give the Congress fair warning. We're going to probably come ask for more help with our maintenance crew because, again, we've got a lot of properties across the entirety of Osage County, from McCord all the way to Fairfax, all the way to Skytook. So, you know, those guys are pretty busy all the time. So we're going to need a few more personnel and some more equipment. But that's planned down the road. And right now we'd like to keep all of our maintenance equipment centralized to one location. So it's easier to keep track of, easier to maintain, et cetera. So I don't really want to store the stuff out there where, you know, we don't have eyes on it. Trust me, there are folks that steal trailers and lawnmowers and everything you can think of that isn't bolted down around this county. So we'd like to keep all of the maintenance equipment centrally located. So if somebody comes to steal it, they can get all of it at one time. So, you know, and it's easier for us to keep securing it, keeps ONPD from having to go all over the county checking on things. So it narrows the focus, if you will. So that is for down the road. But right now, our maintenance guy, it'll be enough for our maintenance guys to handle.
Thank you.
And I'm not trying to start a different discussion that's going to last forever. Just a note, because this has been going on in some internal discussions over here as to the upkeep and maintenance on all of these buildings and what that's going to look like. You know, we've got some bills before us that are getting ready to commit us to a lot of our general fund money. And so we really need to know, or at least by fall, we really need to know what the estimations are for the increase in those departments that are going to take on all these new buildings and all these new programs and all this new property and maintenance. Well, just like the little walking trail in the cemetery and stuff, that's we don't have a thing to go on here, and we really do need that. That's just, you know, just a note for you, Mr. Johnson. We need that information as soon as possible for consideration.
Yes, ma'am. Madam Chair.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am, I agree with you. And we're starting to look at our budget right now. So we'll lock that information down here hopefully pretty quick.
Okay. All right, does anybody else have any comments or questions? Are we ready to look at movement? Congressman Hamilton.
Motion to report out ONCA 2333 to the floor of Congress with a due pass recommendation.
Second.
Motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no. ONCA 2333 will move out. Next on the agenda is ONCA 2334, an act to authorize and appropriate $3 million to the executive branch for the senior housing complex construction project in Hominy, Oklahoma, and to establish an alternate effective date. Congressman Hamilton, you are the sponsor and you have the floor.
Thank you. Again, this project was picked from the list of unfunded capital asset projects. Just as the previous legislation, the gentlemen are on the call to answer any questions you might have for this for the senior housing complex.
Madam Chair.
Go ahead.
Mr. Johnson.
Yeah, okay, so I don't know that we need to rehash the whole inflation supply chain issue. I think we're all completely aware of, you know, what's happened to the country. When we first approached this project, and Speaker Goodfox was the sponsor, we were able to build the Fairfax senior housing for approximately $8 million. Well, the good news was that it was long enough ago that we were able, our contractors were able to get supplies and things to build this in before the prices went through the roof. And we still didn't make it technically under budget. As I've stated before, at the end of it, and I can't remember the total, I think it was 36,000 square feet of sod had to be donated by the contractor and the architects and engineers to completely finish the project. So we were technically over budget on that project because of supply chain issues, inflation, et cetera. Fast forward 2 years to getting Hominy senior housing in, the same layout, basically, you know, without, not necessarily the same streets, but the same design, same amount of units, et cetera, has gone, the price has gone up. In addition, Huska and Fairfax were fortunate to have infrastructure like water and sewer right there. Water, sewer, and gas right there on the site. With this project, we're going to have to go, because of the location, and frankly, I think it's the nicest location of all of them, we're going to have to go to the highway and then down to the highway to hook into this infrastructure. So that's an added cost that we wouldn't incur in Fairfax or Hominy. And stuff like the gas, the gas is super important because that's what will run the backup generators at all of these homes. And then obviously water and sewer, you know, that's those are have to haves. And that's why we're here asking for this extra funding. Without this extra funding, we can still go forward with the project, but right now, instead of 10 duplexes, we could probably only do 7. So that's a total of 6 residences that can't be built at this time. So that's why we're here, and that's why we're asking for this increase.
So I'm looking at your proposal you sent over. One of the things that you have listed on your request is for roads money. And I can't recall how many projects we're looking at that we're having to supplement roads money. Do you or Mr. Carr know? Mr. Johnson, do you all know how much you're requesting this session for roads money altogether?
We're not asking for any roads money, ma'am. The roads money has already been appropriated, and as long as the project is on the Justin's tip, that money can be utilized for that project. I think, and I could be wrong, I think what you're looking at is maybe the roads portion, but I'm not 100% sure exactly what you're looking at right now, and you know, Justin can confirm or deny that I'm correct or incorrect.
Okay. Yeah, it says the shortfall does not include any amenities. It is strictly building, roads, and infrastructure costs. Speaker?
So they asked for 2.7 in the email that they sent us, and I co-sponsored this and encouraged Congressman Hamilton, we both talked and he agreed that we were going to go up a little more so that they could have, so that the duplexes weren't built and our elders were sitting there with a dirt front yard. And I don't know, you know, we talked last night, a few of us just sitting here where we're at and in that fund, I'd be willing to amend it up more than the $300,000 than what they originally had asked for so that our elders can have, you know, sod put down like all the other duplexes that have been recently built. I just didn't have a good number of what that might be. We had, so we amended it up basically from what their ask was. Congressman Hamilton filed it $300,000 over, but I wouldn't be opposed to amending it up. Oh, sorry. I would obviously be opposed to having to pay for the roads for the Hominy Senior Housing when the federal money was done for all the others, and now we're going to have to pay for it out of tribal dollars for the road. Like, I don't understand that either.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Any other questions or comments?
Madam Chair.
Mr. Carr and then Mr. McIntosh.
I just wanted to clarify that, you know, I'm not sure what you're looking at or what got sent over, but roads federal dollars is paying for all the roads on Hominy Senior Housing.
Okay, so the $3 million that we're looking at right now will not include roads.
It should not.
Okay. All right.
And Madam Chair, I will verify that the first appropriation that I sponsored, it did not include roads either.
Okay.
That was, as I understood it, the roads department was taking care of, or not included in that either. So, okay. We're good? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mr. McIntosh.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Previous bill of $2.2 million coming from retained revenue and this bill at $3 million. I just want to bring to light that I believe the budget analyst referenced a memo from September of 2022. At that time, we had not defined that policy, which we defined the policy on retained revenue in December of 2022. So at that time, that number needs to be reevaluated based on the fact that gaming, or not, I apologize, minerals appropriations. And we had a discussion shortly thereafter in September and October about minerals appropriations. During that conversation, Mr. Gill stated that typical appropriations for minerals doesn't have the, I would call sunset or go back to retained revenue at the end of every fiscal year. So that number needs to be evaluated for that. In evaluating those minerals appropriations, I'll have to go back and get the exact years. Some years it was appropriated in the overall tribal budget, which sunsets at 9/30. Mm-hmm. Some years it was separate legislation. So I'm working through that detail to identify which legislations were in the normal tribal bill that sunset at 9/30, and then identify the ones from previous years that were separate legislations and did not sunset to true up and that number in accordance with the policy that we passed or that this body passed in December of 2022. So I would caution utilizing 5.5 out of that number. This, of course, I just came across this request, you know, via email. So I'd be open to try to look for alternative funding sources if we need to identify. The need sounds like it's there. I think there's potential other areas that could be funded for, if not the full $3 million could be, but I would caution based on those facts.
Okay. So I would say we could go ahead and do our committee work and move it, but we need to hold it somewhere.
Yes.
we can either hold it in committee or we can hold it once we are, you know, get it out to the floor. It's whatever the committee wants to do.
And Madam Chair, that and that retained revenue number will be provided accurately July 15th, I think, as it's stated in code.
Oh, okay. For, so it's not just holding it for session. We're talking about holding it until July.
I'm working through that and to issue out that, I think by code, it said 2 weeks after the audit's completed. So my expectation, the audit should be completed before June 30th, the complete tribe-wide. So, but there's potential that there could be other funding sources that could be utilized to get this moving quicker.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. So interested in what that could be. So, okay. So will you get back to us this soon as far as alternate?
Yes, I can provide that.
Okay. Because that way we could might be able to go ahead and move
for
this session on these.
Yes.
Okay.
And yes, I can get back. Try to have something done by Tuesday.
Okay. All right. Okay.
It's
committee
Easter weekend. So
okay. So we're
rather not work this weekend.
Okay. So we're not holding these because we don't want to do them. We're holding them to wait to see if there's some alternative funding or where we stand. Otherwise, we're on a hold for them till probably July. And then it's what comes out in July. Mr. McIntosh, go ahead.
If I would say that would be true if it's going to be funded 100% from retained revenue.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Congresswoman Shaw. Speaker.
Casey Johnson gave me a date the other day. Casey, are you still on the line? Yeah, you are. And he said that I think bidding was going to go out maybe next week. Is that Casey?
Yes, ma'am.
What was the date you mentioned to me the other day at the groundbreaking at the PRT?
The bid is due to go out for the construction of the project. The architect and engineering is done. The bid is due to go out Friday, so a week from tomorrow, whatever that date is.
Thank you.
So did you hear the comments Mr. McIntosh just made?
14th. Yes, I did.
Okay. So
we'll hold the release of the bid pending the appropriation.
Okay. All right.
I mean, I can send it out, but if we don't have the money, it doesn't make sense.
Okay. So this doesn't just involve this bill. This also involves the cemetery bill.
Yes. Looking at the historical financial balances, mm-hmm. I think the 2.2 would be safe. I would just be afraid to press up to 5.5, I guess, if that's, does that make
well, sense? I guess at this point, that's your call to advise us one way or the other.
I feel very confident that there's $2 million in retained revenue looking at historical numbers.
Okay.
But I, you know, having that there is now a formula, I want to run things through this formula and say, okay, here's our number. And then.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Is there any more discussion on the plans or on any questions regarding the plans for senior housing?
No questions or comments.
Okay. Congresswoman Levin.
Thank you, Madam Chair. So just for clarity, for everybody to hear again, you believe that you can have us some figures and maybe possibly alternative funding source by two ideas of other places by Tuesday of next week?
Yes, I believe that some of those funding sources, if we was to take a look at the revolving fund report that was provided and the balances mm-hmm. there and determine if we're going to, you know, with some of those balances, are they going to be moved back potentially? Are they going to be left in some of those revolving funds? Mm-hmm. Those are discussions mm-hmm. that, you know, we need to have.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Discussions as far as what's sitting over in the tax relief fund.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's, I think, at the treasurer's discretion to move into the general fund for operations.
Okay.
Right now, there's, a year's worth of reserve there mm-hmm. to cover those wholesale tax payouts.
Okay.
There's a lot of, that's what I'm trying to
little
do.
Little pots here and there.
So mm-hmm. if there's not one pot of money that can fund a project, I'm used to looking at all the funds and then say, okay, this portion's from this, 100,000 from this, a million from that. Or if we just appropriate it all to the general fund, cap, however.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, thank you, Treasurer McIntosh. I appreciate that. I really do.
Okay. We're going to have a couple of pieces of legislation, so I'm going to have to set another meeting. So I'll try to set that for after Tuesday. That way we can include any further discussion at that time on what we can do. So with that, then, if there's no more discussion, I'm looking at movement for this bill.
Motion to postpone. Do you want to postpone?
Yeah, postpone.
I do too. I want to postpone. Motion to postpone ONCA 2334 to the call of the chair.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no. Okay, ONCA 2334 is postponed. Yes, we'll take a 15-minute break without objection. We are recessed.
I brought lunch, guys.
Oh, good. Thank you. No, he said he felt...